This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, March 24th, 2019. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Anything that you'd like to know about that doesn't involve drugs or surgery, this is your opportunity. Let's fix it, right? You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that just haven't worked for you. This is the way that you get it done the right way. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's go into a couple things that are on target, on point. I'm actually going to have a really interesting subject for you as the program goes on today. We're going to talk about regenerative medicine and the applications and what's true, what isn't. And we probably need about 3 hours for that, but we're going to do a little bit more of it today. Why? Because I've been out visiting some clinics and checking some things out, and have visited a company down in Florida by the name of Ellison Regenerative Group, and they are tied into probably the premier stem cell producer in the country called Predictive Biotechnological Company. They're out of Utah. We'll talk a little bit about them as well, but we're going to start out and we're going to talk a little bit about tis the season, simply because I was asked to do so. But spring allergy time, right? So we have that time of the year, and even though that has been funky weather and we have ups and downs and it's cold and it's ugly and so forth, we are starting, you know, and actually a week and a half ago, the pollen level was actually listed at moderate. I mean, it's not supposed to be that. It's not, you know, it's not April yet. It's not that time of the year. But nevertheless, let's get into that. And the Rozelle Center for Healing will have an in-house continuing education program about this subject. And when is that going to happen? It's going to be Wednesday night, April the 3rd, 2 weeks, right? April the 3rd at 7 p.m. And your host will be Dr. Stephanie Pina, and she will be my guest next Sunday, a week from today. And we will be talking about springtime allergies and how you can get rid of it. We're going to touch on the subject a little bit today because it's important. You know, so many of you are going to have headaches and not feel good, and you're going to be tired, and you're going to be run down and not know what to do with it. Well, there's a lot that you can do with it. And why do some people have so many problems and other people don't? It starts with this area. You know, if you move out of this area, you go to Arizona, you go to a place where it doesn't have the humidity and the ugliness that we have here in the spring and the fall, you don't suffer as much. And the reason for that, there's not only pollens in the air, but there's also a lot of mold, and there's a lot of rotting of stuff in the ground that is kind of, you know, consistent and unique to this area. So you have to make sure that you do certain things to get yourself prepped. Now, if you're of the ilk that you like to, like a lot of sugar in your body, you know, you have that sweet tooth, or dairy, or peanuts and peanut butter, and, you know, you're a fermented alcohol drinker, meaning wine and beer, the chances are that you're going to suffer more this time of the year. Why? Because you're providing the environment for these wonderful creatures to blossom and bloom all over your body. And, you know, it's a feeding frenzy. So if you have any kind of mold or spore sensitivity, and you like dairy products, or you drink wine or beer, or you have that sweet tooth, or you eat peanuts and peanut butter, even mushrooms, by the way, or anything that converts into sugar quite quickly, I've knocked out most of your diets, right? Well, here's the deal. You're setting the platform, the stage. You become the petri dish for these things to grow exponentially, and subsequently your immune system gets beat up, and now you become more susceptible to the environment. So here's another piece of the puzzle. When your stomach, and we're going to use the term, is dry, What does that mean? That means you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid, the primary digestive enzyme that your stomach produces. There's actually three primary ones, right? But that's the big one. Hydrochloric acid, pepsin, and gastrin. And if that hydrochloric acid isn't at the levels it should be. And by the way, after you're about, 50, 60, you produce about 60, you produce about one third the hydrochloric acid that you did when you were about 20 years old. So as we get older, that's another thing that begins to get depleted. So why is that important? It's important because it takes the allergen, the outer shell, and it begins to break it down. It destroys it. So what happens? Then your body can go in with all the white blood cells and it can do things and just, break it up before it becomes bothersome to you. But when that hydrochloric acid is not at the level for a lot of reasons, because you've been eating all kinds of garbage for so many years, or your body's stressed, or the nervous system is not triggering its response the way it's supposed to, then these incoming, if you will, now get a hold of you. And they cause the sniffles and all the garbage that we suffer from, throughout this time of the year. And it's no fun. It's not any good. And so you you're running your nose and you're tired and you're sleepy and, it's kind of ugly. But the good news is this is all fixable. This is something that you can get rid of. You can go into the next season, the fall, stronger, better. And because every cell in your body replicates itself within about 3, maximum 5 years, most of the researchers are saying now it's just over 3. That means every cell. That means who you are 3 years from now is going to be a different person, reborn, if you will, than who you are now. So when would now be a really good time to start something different? Well, springtime allergies, we'll be talking about that at the Result Center for Healing on April the 3rd. So you can make your reservation even now. You can go online at rosellcare.com and punch the button and join us. And I promise you, Dr. Pina will give you so much information. She'll, you'll walk away with, oh, I didn't know I can do that and fix that. Well, the truth of it is you can fix it. And there's no reason not to be proactive. There's so many things that happen in our life that we suffer with needlessly. And one of the biggest reasons that we suffer needlessly is because we're unwilling to do what it takes to change our lifestyle. And if you're not willing to change it, then you're stuck with the same old, same old. Kind of an interesting thing, right? So when would now be a really, really good time to get all the data, all the information that you need, and become proactive? Well, April 3rd, 7 p.m., Result Center for Healing. And in the meantime, start eliminating some of those things. Get rid of the things we talked about. I know it's hard, but nevertheless, you want to suffer and you want to go take all the nose dope that's out there, the Afrins and, the things that they sell over the counter, or go to your doc and you're taking your inhalers. Wouldn't it be great? What would happen if you could actually get rid of that stuff? Well, here's an opportunity. You'll learn how to make that happen, and I promise you, you'll be far better off because of it. Going to talk about several things, but I want to talk to you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. About a week or so ago, last time I was on the program, we talked a little bit about coronary problems, heart disease, and we're talking about different laboratory tests that you should have your doctor run. And I had several, as you imagine, emails after that program that said, hey, how do I get my doc who refuses to do it, who says that they're not necessary to do these tests? Well, you got a couple ways of doing it. There's cash laboratories. So there's laboratories that will actually let you write a check that you can get a couple thousand dollars worth of testing done for like $200. And that's the markup. And by the way, this one laboratory, okay, Principal Labs that I'm talking about, is the cash laboratory portion of a well-known company called LabCorp. So if LabCorp charges your insurance company, $2,000-$3,000, and then you have a deductible, by the way, of a couple $1,000s. That's all coming out of your pocket as long as it's going to a traditional LabCorp. But if you go to Principal Lab first, we use it in our office, and if you're a patient of ours, we do that for you if you have that huge deductible, or if you're, you want to get a whole lot of stuff done that your doctor won't do. It's only a couple $100s, and you can get all this testing done. You can get these things done, and there's some other functional medicine tests as well. But, just to begin with, something very simple. You go to the lab, and I'm reiterating this because somebody asked me to do that. If you go to your doc and I said, listen, I want a full panel lipid test done. You know, the normal traditional lipid test is what? It's total cholesterol. It's the LDLs, which are the bad guys. There's the HDLs, which are the good guys. And then there's the triglycerides. And then there's a ratio, right? That's all they do. That little test was designed by the drug companies to put you on statins. And we know that statins really don't work anyway. And, oh, by the way, did you see in the news this week, finally it came out that the they finally had to acquiesce and say that certain people in the population, particularly, you know, elderly, are not going to do very well with statins and aspirin. It was so warming to my heart. You have no idea, because, you know, I'm the guy that's getting in trouble constantly for saying things like this. But at the end of the day, the truth is that they don't work. You know, and they're finally having to admit that they really don't work. Is there some benefit? Yeah, there was a huge article that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine a few years back, about four or five now. And it simply said that guys, you guys, right, that men that are taking statins, that you have to treat 100 of you with a statin for 5 years to prevent one heart attack. That was kind of interesting. So you do the math. And then when they say that not only aspirin doesn't help, it actually increases the risk. That's another thing. Do the homework. Look it up. Go to FDA reverses its position on aspirin, August 2014, and you'll find it. And you can read through it, and you can make your own conclusion. See, I'm here just to point out information. I'm the guy that's going to say, go look over here because it may not be what you think it is. And so that's important. So when it comes to lipid tests, for my friends who have asked me to repeat the process, you want a full, what's called a VAP, V-A-P test. And it's going to give you subfractions of a lot of different HDLs, LDLs, because the truth of it is that there's really bad LDLs, bad guys, right? And you can have just a little bit of them, even if they drop your cholesterol way, way down, and you're still going to plaque. And there's not so bad LDLs, and you know, they cause you a little, they get in the way, but they're not going to cause you major issues. The same thing is with the good guys, the HDLs. When the HDLs are broken down in their subfractions, you're going to see that there's ones that are really protective and they do a great job, and there's some that aren't so protective. They're just kind of, they're there. And so once you like to know which ones you have and also what you can do to make a difference. Now, I promise you, within a short period of time, probably in the next couple of months, I'm going to do an in-house program on cardiovascular problems. And we're going to look at it multidimensionally. We're going to look at it from a neurological point of view. We're going to look at it from a dietary point of view. We're going to show you those things, and we're going to give you data. We're going to give you all kinds of references that, guess what, you can take and say, hey, how come? And, you know, so we're going to give you the data. I'm going to arm you. I'm going to arm you with all the things that you need to have, because that's just the way I do things. That's the way I roll, right? So we want to have all that information at your disposal. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're in studio today, and the weather's starting to creep up and get nice and warm. And, you know, hopefully you'll get outside and enjoy the sunshine somewhat. And that's after we do the program. But in the meantime, I'd love to answer your questions on your health. We're second half of the program. We're going to touch on the subject of what? Regenerative medicine. And we're going to talk about a company called Predictive Biotechnologicals, or Predictive Biologicals. They are an amazing cutting-edge company based out of Utah that opens themselves up to FDA scrutiny. They're at the top of the pecking order. They're actually on the stock market. You can check them out. Their symbol is PRED. So those of you who are traders, you can go check that stock out, because they're an interesting company. They're going to be the forefront. We're going to talk a little bit about something called Polycore and, you know, or Corecyte and Polycyte, and, you know, what the difference is. We're going to talk a little bit about Wharton's jelly when we come back at the halfway point of the program. But we're coming up to a break right now, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. I will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. It's a lovely day outside. Make sure you get out and enjoy it and go for a walk. You know, it's going to kind of get into the 60s, and it'll be a perfect day to be out stretching and doing and having a little bit of fresh air and sunshine. I'm going to do it afterwards. Actually, I'm going to go to my grandson's birthday party. Yeah, that's going to even be better. I'll get out, chase him a little bit. 888-630-9625. We're going to talk a little bit, second half of the program, on regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy and so forth. I can't say stem cell therapy anymore. There's got to be a different way to say it because there's some changes in the structure, but we'll talk to you about that as well. I said that on purpose because I want you to know that there's a difference. You know, before we get into that, there's a whole lot of stuff that has been in the marketplace. And, you know, we touched upon the idea of statins and things of that nature. The whole thing of it is that they don't work the way they want you to think that they work. If you go in and you really do your research and you talk about, you know, what the outcome is, what's the long-term outcome. So let me say this to you. Do statins drop cholesterol? Yes, absolutely. There is no question about that. Does cholesterol cause heart disease and heart attacks? Not to the extent that everybody wants you to think that it does. The reason that your body plaques with fat is not because there's necessarily too much fat. It's because there's something called inflammation. When you hear the word inflammation, think acid. So when you have this acid, this fire that's going on in your body, the body does everything it can to protect you, to put the fire out. And if it can't put the fire out, then the end product is quite significant. So you want to make sure that you can put the fire out and you don't do it with a statin. So on March 18th this year, this month, a couple of days ago, three, 4 days ago, there was an interesting article that was published in the New York Times. And it was under personal health. And it says, when the benefits of statins outweigh the risk. Well, you know, this was when you go through and you read who published this thing and so forth, and said knowing the odds of side effects and making sure to get periodic checkups would pick up adverse reactions, I choose to focus on drugs' potential benefits. Now, this came obviously from somebody who was they had a dog in the race, and so when you go through and stuff, and I'm giving you the opposite side of it right now, right? So when you see something like that, ask a question, actually a series of questions. Who wrote the article? What did they have to gain or prove or position because of the article? And who paid for the article? And in situations like this, it may have been a back door where there was a heavy donation. But if you start taking the article apart, you begin to see that there was somebody who was going to benefit by this situation, right? And then there was another article a couple days before that, same crazy newspaper, New York Times. And, you know, I will use the term manipulated news. And it says, are eggs bad for your heart health? And underneath it, subtitle says, maybe. So they went and said a new analysis found that for each additional 300 milligrams of a day of cholesterol in the diet, and the more eggs you ate, the greater the risk for cardiovascular disease. Again, there's a lot of junk, poppycock, and nonsense that goes along with that article. Find out who wrote. And I think that if you do your homework, you're going to find that there's going to be a link between are eggs bad for your heart health and when the risk of statins outweigh or the benefits of statins outweigh the risk. You're going to find that there's a little bit of similarity. There's a cousin in the fight there. So the truth of it is that free-ranged organic eggs, I mean, purely, totally free-ranged organic grass-fed out of the coops running around in the way they're supposed to, not being fed garbage, letting them, you know, do what they're supposed to be doing. Those eggs are good for you. And they are probably one of the best proteins when you eat them either poached or soft boiled and so forth. And the biotinase is locked in and your body absorbs them. Now you got a perfect protein. Wouldn't that be interesting to eat perfect proteins? So I know people, including myself, that on some weeks I'll eat a dozen eggs. And I eat them in many forms, sometimes a frittata, rarely eat them fried. I bake them. I put them into different forms. But always, always, always ask the question, who wrote the article? What were they trying to position? What did they have to gain by that? What were they trying to bring to the surface? What other pieces of information were they trying to draw in? But more importantly, who stroked the check, directly or indirectly? That's how you synthesize anything. Do your homework. You need to make sure that you're not a lemming and follow some of the silliness that's out there. We're coming up to a break. Halfway point of the program. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. It is Sunday and high noon and halfway through our program, so we got a lot of information to share with you. See, that's what happens when I go away. You know, I learn all kinds of stuff, and then I want to share it with you, and I want to have a conversation. But anyway, call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about a couple things that I think you're going to find extremely, extremely important. I had the opportunity of meeting a very interesting doctor. His name was Dr. David Ellison. And Dr. Ellison has been practicing for about 20 years, graduated from Wright State University School of Medicine in 2000. So he's been out there a little bit of time, right? Well, he specializes in an area of medicine called, he's listed as a family practice guy, an internist, but he's specializes and does research with Predictive into what? Regenerative medicine. So there was a lot of questions that I wanted to ask because the Rozelle Center for Healing has signed contract with a physician, and we will be adding regenerative medicine to our protocols coming up very quickly. We're about ready to launch, and you'll be given the opportunity to come to lectures on regenerative medicine, just to learn what it's about. But we want to touch upon it a little bit today. But anyway, Dr. Ellison is an amazing man, and he has another research facility and a group of doctors that work with him. And this physician's wellness group, as it's called, specializes in doing what we're talking about is regenerative medicine. So there's a lot of questions around the subject, right? Everybody said, well, it's this, it's that, and, you know, I'm not going to do that because it's from, you know, taken from the wrong situations. You know, everybody thinks about stem cells, and then they go to where do you get them? How do you get them? You know, well, that's a good question. And anybody that you're going to talk about regenerative medicine to, and particularly they're talking about stem cells and cord and placenta and Wharton's jelly and so forth, they need to answer some very specific questions. And it needs to start with is, where'd you get them? You know, and how are they processed? And that's just the beginning. And you need to know all the outcomes of that and so forth and so on. So remember I started out the program talking about a company called Predictive Biotechnological. And they are very cutting edge. And what's so cutting edge about Predictive? Well, they have opened themselves up to government scrutiny. And they allow the FDA to come in and take a look at them. And they're out of Utah, so you can look them up. They're just real Predictive Technological Group. And, you know, they've spearheaded revolutionary patient care in a lot of different things. Not only do they do stem cell, but they also have led the way in using cellular predictivity in endometriosis and scoliosis and degenerative disc disease and regenerative tissue products and so forth. Predictive is exploring tons of different possibilities in identifying different types of disease processes. And, you know, they're a registered laboratory. They open themselves up to scrutiny. They have truly the cornerstone in some of the products that are coming out in the market. So let's get back to, you know, if you have, you're somebody who has bone on bone, you got a bad disc, you got a bad hip, you got a bad knee, you got a bad shoulder, you got a bad whatever, and your doctor's telling you, you're looking forward to what? Surgery, joint space replacement. We're going to do a total hip, we're going to do a total knee, we're going to do this or that and so forth. So there's two questions. One is, how the heck did it happen to begin with? So that's my job to walk you through that and tell you what happened and how you broke down. Remember structural, chemical, emotional? Yep. Well, those are the only three things that can cause anything. So what we want to do is, you know, understand the matrix of how that took place. And then the second thing is that you want to understand, can stem cell work? Can stem cell treatment work? Can it begin to not only stop the process, but more importantly, can it reverse the damage and what's going on? And the bottom line is that there's a tremendous amount of evidence that says, yes, in fact, it can do that. So next question you should have is, if that's the truth, why isn't that everybody's doing it out there? Well, think about what a joint space costs to replace. All in, we're talking about $70,000, plus or minus, right? Indirect and direct costs. So if you can do regenerative medicine and save yourself from that and change a lot of other things for, you know, $5,000, it suddenly says, what, $70,000, $5,000? I think I better, you know, step back and take a look here, right? So I'm just giving you some of the things that are out there. But we're going to talk a lot about predictive in a minute, and we're going to talk about what Wharton's jelly is. We're going to talk about where they get and harvest these amniotic and placental tissues and so forth, and it's not what you might think. But right now, let's go to the phones. George, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Rozelle? Long time no hear.
I know. Long time I heard your voice. What's going on? Yeah. How can I help you?
Since you touched on that topic, total hip replacement, even Superman, as myself, might need one, and I do. My question is this, and I've researched this for the last 2 years because that's how long I've been waiting. I have bone on bone. The top of the hip is just flat, so there's no regrowing anything onto that. My question is, would it help to have an injection of plasma-rich platelets afterwards for the healing process of the tissue? I'm having the interior approach, so they're not cutting any gluteus maximus muscles.
So the short answer is this, George. You know, I haven't seen your films, but I would do this. You know, come on by the office one day when I'm not seeing patients. Just give me a heads up before you do anything, and let's have a long conversation of what I really know that is going on. I had a right shoulder that was ridiculous, and it's because of all kinds of injuries, playing football and, you know, back in the day and all the things I did. And it was getting progressively worse. And I went and had stem cell injection done in that shoulder. And it's beyond noticeable repairing at this point. And, you know, I was looking down the road at having some problems. So let me tell you about PRP, you know, protein-enriched plasma. So that's your stuff. They draw it off. They spin it down. And it's the lower one-third of the serum that they use. And Predictive, the company I'm talking about, and the group that I had mentioned, what they're doing is they're taking that PRP, mixing it with the stem cell, and it becomes more targetable to your joint space. And we're seeing some amazing shifts and changes that are coming about. Again, I don't know how destroyed. Not everybody is a candidate for this type of thing, but you know, there's physicians that can tell you, and you know, I'm happy to do that with you. Just do this and send me a note, and let's find. It won't be this week because we have our Leadership to Legacy program that I have to deal with. But if you're not having it done in a week, 10 days, let's talk. And I may be able to give you a whole lot of information and turn you in a direction that might give you some options other than just jumping in and having the joint done. Okay.
Sounds good, because I sure would like to land on both feet again.
Hey, listen, nobody knows that better than me, buddy. We're in the same neighborhood. So give me a call, okay?
All right.
Talk to you later. 888-630-9625. The phones are lighting up like crazy, which I thought they might. So let me get into this a little bit, but I will get to your calls. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this regenerative process. And, you know, so when you're dealing with regenerative medicine, what you're doing is you're supplying building blocks. And it's a variety of tissues and cells that begin to regenerate the body's own tissue response, right? So this company, Predictive, that we're talking about, their human cell and tissue allograft, you know, they're using this as a scaffolding, if you will, and it kicks in your own body's repair system. And see, what stem cells really are, they're undifferentiated cells. There's ones that they can become anything. And when you use, and as I talked to George about a minute ago, when you use PRP and mix it with it, you get all kinds of restorative function. Now, I promise you, I tell you, we're Predictive, you know, the company that we're going to align ourselves with, gets their stem cell from. So it's not It's not aborted fetal tissue. What it is that there is a contract that is drawn up between mom, who's getting ready to deliver a child. At the time of birth, the child is delivered healthy, no problem, and then they harvest the cord and they harvest the placental tissue. Now, inside the cord is where there's a heavy concentration of stem cell that's called Wharton's gel. So nothing is happening to the child. Nothing's happening to mom. Everybody's born healthy and healthy. And trust me, those of you who know me know that that would never, ever, ever happen in our clinic, right? So now they have to prep it. And there's a contract and mom's paid for it and so forth. And then it's prepared and they start way beforehand and they're checking just like they do with a blood transfusion. They're making sure that the product is straight up, it's clean and things are working the way they're supposed to. So predictive, you know, has the FDA walk into their labs every, probably about three times a year. And they've done it now for several years and they have not once been told that they weren't doing something the right way. So you have to understand terminology when it comes to this type of process, from what a human cell tissue product really is. You have to understand, you know, what a cytokine is. You know, and cytokines, you know, are things that help stimulate the repair process, and they're found in various tissues. But they're the highest concentration in the umbilical cord, and they're highest above everything else. So in the umbilical cord, blood and the umbilical cord matrix have the highest levels of cytokines of any other tissue within the body. So you want to make sure that, you know, when you ask the question, if you're going to somebody and you say, hey, listen, you know, one, where do you get the stem cells from? Number two, you know, how are they prepared? What scrutiny has the laboratory gone through to make it happen? So you have all that. Let's go to the phones. Ron, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Dr. Tom, can you?
I can hear you. You got a little bit of echoes.
Okay. The National Spine Institute in Reston, by the Tyson's II, has a regenerative process called it's called Regenerex.
Yeah, the Stem Cell Arts. I know that. Yeah, I know I know the group well.
And they take the platelets, go through an apheresis and get the plasma injected into the tissue.
Yeah, that's called PRP. I think you got your radio on in the background. Why don't you turn that down and just talk to me straight up?
Okay, turned it off.
Okay, go ahead. So you're talking about PRP, which is protein-enriched plasma. You're talking about the platelets. That's exactly, you know, what we're talking
right.
about.
And then you use a mesenchymal stroma platelets and go through apheresis, and then they come out with the plasma and inject it into the musculature wherever. Could you comment on that, please?
Sure. I can tell you the effectiveness based on the data that's out there, and I'm not going to talk to you about it relative to my experience. I'm going to talk to you based on what the data says, okay? So when you with Stem Cell Arts, you know, and that's an overlying tag of several different offices, not only in this area but in other areas as well. You know, so what they do is that they're going to do this the PRP patterns, and they're going to inject those directly, and then they're using the Regenerex formulas. And so they're looking to stimulate your body's own stem cell effectiveness. And some of it's taken from your fat cells, some of it's taken from bone, and then they're mixing it with the platelet procedure. So based on that, see, as we get older, here's part of the problem. As we get older, our stem cells aren't as concentrated as when we're very, very young. So when we're older, you have about one stem cell per million stem cells. When you're young, you have one stem cell per 10,000. And so the idea is to use a concentrated form of available stem cell. Again, stem cell is a non-differentiated cell that has a good background. And, you know, they're with their PRP procedure, their platelet-rich plasma that they're using, and it's not that it's wrong. You know, what they're saying is they're creating a super platelet mixture that supposedly will regenerate and, you know, heal the tissue. And they talk about from partial tears to joint spaces and so forth. Again, I cannot tell you by experience because I haven't done anything, but I can tell you that the data shows that you want to have a higher concentrated element of stem cell taken generally from cord or Wharton's jelly or placental tissue in a newborn, and is far more effective, according to the data, than just taking yours, and particularly if you're older. So we have to watch how that's applied properly. I'm not saying that it's a bad procedure. What I'm saying to you is that there may be other things that are much more effective that are out there. So, you know, and, you know, when they talk about in their literature, there's, if I remember going through the questions asked, is it the same as PRP plasma? And they say no. It's a yes and no answer, really. And, you know, so it's, there's, they put PRP into the mixture, but the mixture is combined with the things that we just talked about. So, you know, they're a company and they want to position themselves, and they've obviously have gotten some decent results. If they didn't, they wouldn't continue to exist. But from what our research shows and what, how and why we want to apply it in our practice, that's not the way that we are going to move forward. And we're going to move forward with predictive, and because they truly are right now at the top of the pecking order as far as we're concerned and as far as the data presents itself. But our physician that we've brought in that is going to work for us is going to continue to be trained through predictive, and we're going to be using their protocols. And I think that's probably for us going to be the very best way to go. I hope that helps a little bit. You know, it's an area that has a tremendous amount of questioning, and we should all question on an ongoing basis. It's not something that we should accept just because somebody's got a tag out there and says stem cell. But Stem Cell Arts does a fairly decent job, but I think there's better. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. It's Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. That's when we do the program. And those of you who listen at different times because you're different parts of the country, we thank you very much. And those of you who listen online because you missed the program, all you got to do is go to RozelleCare.com and check out the programs. They're all there. You go to Rozelle Radio. .com, YouTube radio, and we have hundreds of programs that are sitting there for your listening pleasure. So anytime that we can help you, just go to the website. One of our docs will get on line with you. If you have any questions whatsoever, send an email. I'll get to you at some point. We'll get back to it. If it's critical, really just give us a call at 703-698-7117. And we'll talk to you. You know, we're talking about a subject today in regenerative medicine that is very, very controversial. Tremendous amount of different viewpoints on it. A lot of differentiation relative to procedures. Gentleman called, obviously professional, asking questions on the Regenix system. And it's, as I said earlier, it's not a bad system. It's just that I think there are better ways out there. They use a three-step procedure, by the way, and they do a prep injection, and then they follow through after that. But with predictive, there's very specific applications and measurements, and their laboratories are constantly being open to FDA scrutiny, and they do a tremendous job, in our opinion. And, you know, hopefully that will be able to bring you more and more and more data, more information as time goes on, and tell you all the things that are out there. But do your homework. Do your homework. Ask the right questions. Ask where people get their stuff from, you know, and they, number one, they should be able to tell you that. Ask them what the inspection process. They should be able to detail that specifically. You know, ask them, you know, if they use Wharton's jelly, ask them what they use relative to the concentrations, you know, of the different types of tissues. Anyway. John, you're waiting very patiently. How can I help you, sir?
Hello, Dr. Rozelle. I was diagnosed 4 years ago with myelofibrosis, and I'm thinking that down the road, eventually, I'm going to need a stem cell transplant to possibly cure my disease. Currently, I'm taking Jakafi, twice a day to control my blood cancer. Being that it's quite rare, that they're still researching on it. I'm very interested. I've been taking notes. I'm going to go to the Predictive's website. Do you think that, you know, I'm full-time employed. I have, you know, I also, I'm 66 years old. You know, I basically have insurance. I'm also, I have Medicare. I know it's a very expensive hospital stay and deal. But do you think there's potential for me?
John, that's hard for us to make any kind of a determination that way. But I can tell you who in this area started a lot of the investigation, and it's Johns Hopkins out of Baltimore. If I were in your situation, I'd give them a call. And, okay. You know, tell them what the situation, ask them what they know. A lot of the internal medical work that's being done with stem cells is coming out of Israel and also out of Harvard. The research is continually updated. As a matter of fact, it's moving so fast, it's crazy. I can't give you any directive on that, but I would encourage you to make a couple phone calls in that area, and I think that you'll come up with a lot of data. But if you go to Predictive and call the company, they will at least forward you in directions that you can begin to put together a lot of information. And you're correct. Unfortunately, it's not covered well. But that's the best I can do for you. I wish I could give you some more data, but, you know, that's not the area that we'll be getting into. You know, we're going to be getting into more structural things and joints and because it goes hand in hand with our practice. But you need to really do the research. But that's where I would start if I was in your position. I would call Johns Hopkins and ask them. I would call Predictive, ask them, and let them direct you, and I'm sure they will, and they'll give you as much information, and then you'll have more that you can research. We're coming out at the end of the program. This is one of those fascinating topics, and we're going to do a whole lot more with it. I wanted to touch upon it, and we probably should have stayed on it for the whole program. But anyway, I will have more and more information. You know, we're here for you, right? I'll see you next week. I love you. Bye.